Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of Heartstone by Philip Margolin, performed by Mel Foster. For Doreen, Amy, and Daniel, beside whom even the publication of a first novel seems unimportant. Part 1. Ghosts. Prologue. It was 2 days before Christmas, and Lewis Weaver's only friend was dying in a dollar-a-night room at the Hotel Cordova. Lewis stepped into a doorway to rest. It was hard to breathe the icy air, and the whirling snow had made him half-blind. He wiped his nose and took a drink of cheap whiskey from the flask that he had jammed into his raincoat pocket before leaving the hotel. Willie told Lewis that he was going to die when they were in Salt Lake City. He made Lewis promise that he would take him home to Portsmouth. There was something Willie had to do in Portsmouth so that his immortal soul would be saved. They had stolen aboard a freight train, and Lewis had spent the hours on a hay pallet in the corner of a boxcar, watching his friend decline. Willie had been talking about heaven and hell a lot lately, and Lewis could tell that there was something terrible on his mind. Lewis could not help but think that Willie's tribulation was all the fault of the preacher in Fort Worth who had given Willie religion, because he never used to be so troubled. Lewis wished he could help his friend, but Willie only talked about the thing that was bothering him when he was real drunk or delirious, and then it would come out in mumbles and groans, and Lewis could never get the drift. All he knew was that it had something to do with a girl, and it happened long ago.